This is Brock and Salk
from the Alaska Airlines Studio.
Streaming everywhere at 710sports.com and the 710 Seattle app.
All right, this hour brought to you by Precor Home Fitness, Brock and Salk on 710 ESPN Seattle, 710sports.com. Phone lines open here. And, you know, Brock, we've had a lot of questions about the Mariners. This is probably the most basic one out there, right? This is as simple as it gets. It's nothing more than a raw emotional feeling. It's not, you don't have to break anything down. You don't have to look at stats. You just, who's your favorite?
This is lizard brain.
Who's your favorite guy in this team?
Yeah, this is lizard brain, right? There's the nuance baseball brain, and I got a bunch of takeaways from last night. Shannon Dreyer is going to join us at 9. We can talk about Paxton gaining the command of his curveball or everything else, or we can just use our lizard brain and just say, who's our favorite? And I kind of,
how do you decide your favorite?
What's that?
How do you decide on your favorites?
Oh, I think that can be a complicated and complex, or it can be very, very simple and just say, I love watching this guy play. I love to watch this guy play. That's how I do it. And most of the time, Mike, it's going to be my favorites are going to be those that express that same thing right back, that they just simply love to play. And it's why for me,
they have a joy.
Yeah. And it's why for me, it's D. Gordon, you know, and I'm seeing that a bunch on our tech, on our phone lines here. It's not everybody, but for me, that has been such a breath of unbelievable fresh air this year that he simply loves to play it. He'll play it anytime. He'll play it anywhere. He'll play it 1 a.m. and go shag his balls. That just really resonates for me. And you kind of ratchet up my favorite list when you show that just love and desire to play.
I think that's, the fun thing about this conversation is there's no arguing about it. No, he's not your favorite player. No, you don't like, it just doesn't work.
Like,
just,
which is better,
great,
or a
this
rant?
Is going to be a tough one for Mike, then, if, you can't disagree with the people and, tell them that they're
watch
wrong
me.
Because it's, like,
oh,
legitimately,
I'll absolutely.
Like,
just,
their opinion
just
of
wait,
their
howdy.
Favorites.
I can absolutely
everybody
do
likes
that.
It, but guess what? Mike Salk don't.
No, he's not your favorite
No, watch
player.
Me.
No, he isn't. No, you're wrong.
Yeah, I think I'll be able to convince some people.
Well, that's
that
a really stupid way to pick your favorite, okay?
206-421-3776. Mike will get us started with the easiest question. Mike, who's your favorite Mariner right now?
Oh, it's D. Gordon by a light year. I like his approach. I like his defense. I think he's the best second baseman on the Mariners. I like the way he runs most of all. So, and I think him picking up his own balls when he was hitting at 12:30 on Friday night, I think that kind of says it all. So he's the guy I want on the Mariners most of all, and D. Gordon for MVP.
Swung on, fly ball down the left field line, slicing on the run. Joey Gallo dives and he can't get to it. It's a fair ball into the corner. Watch D run. Round each second. He's heading for three. Up with the ball is Gallo. The throw in, cut off. D will check in at third base. Welcome back, D. Gordon, with a leadoff triple.
Yeah, Brock, if we have now had two, you and our first caller, and both votes immediately go to D. Gordon, you know, when did you start to realize that might be the case?
Whew, that's a good question, because I've watched him from afar, right? We have seen D. Gordon a couple times. Obviously, what was it, a year ago, 2 years ago, when he lost his teammate in Miami and written his name, Fernandez's number on his hat and went out and hit a home run, which is something he's never, ever done. So you kind of had seen some of his story. You knew his dad, Flash Gordon. So you've seen him with the Dodgers and with the Marlins. But, yeah, it wasn't until he becomes your own. And it didn't take very long, man. It didn't take, A willingness to go play center field, B, at Fan Fest when he kind of expressed a little bit and we got to learn a little of who he was, and then just see the relentless energy. And you didn't get to see it last night, Mike, but that was the best second base. You know, he had the most opportunity. They turned three double plays. But just the way he's going to play second and the contrast to the Gold Glover whose shoes he's filling is also remarkable. Right, they just do it.
I'm
they
surprised that's your answer.
Yeah,
can I disagree with you? That's not when you fell in love. That's not when you fell in love with D. Gordon.
Okay,
that is the stupidest thing I've ever heard,
Brock. That's not when you fell in love with
okay,
D. Gordon.
You tell me.
You fell in love.
Remember, that's the dinosaur that you are.
No, that's right.
You fell in love with D. Gordon the day we were in spring training. And he turned himself into Gene Segura.
Yeah, that helps.
When he decided to take gigantic pants and stuff them full of old rags and towels
and
so
pillows.
That his posterior and thighs were gigantic.
and make his arms like a 1 foot long and walk around and try to go through drills as Gene Segura, that's actually the day you fell in love with Dee Gordon, and don't deny it.
That may have helped. There's no doubt about it. The body image and him and Dee just chowing In-N-Out burgers and french fries and milkshakes and weighing 142 pounds. Sure. And having a little fun with his teammate. Yeah, add it all up. He's my go-to guy.
Did you guys see the video that MLB put out like a day ago, one-on-one with Nelson Cruz and Dee Gordon, where they sort of give you a tour of Safeco Field? I think it just came out a day ago, but they give you a tour of Safeco Field. They each got a camera.
Okay.
And they're kind of taking you through the clubhouse, interviewing each other, and then out on the Safeco Field. It'll make you love each person a little bit more.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty
cool. Oh, awesome. That's pretty cool. All
they're
right,
both like just gushing over each other. They're both like, oh,
do we
have
sound
this is
from
you're
this?
Awesome. I'm going to have to try and find some, yeah.
All right, let's do that. I'm psyched for that. 206-421-3776. Go with Mike, who's in Spanaway. Mike, who's your favorite Mariner so far this year?
Is it okay if I have a tie between two?
No. Absolutely not. You will pick your favorite, and you'll pick it right now, Mike.
All right, Dee Gordon and Guillermo Heredia.
Hey, what?
They're trying to make this an angry segment when it's lighthearted.
You sandbagger.
Sorry,
you sandbagged
Dee,
Brock.
Dee Gordon and Guillermo Heredia have just been the players with that fire all season long. Guillermo Heredia has been there to help us win ball games. He should have been starting from day one. And Dee Gordon, ever since he has come into this clubhouse, has been the life and soul of this team.
Wow.
So it's hard to choose between those two.
That's a strong call, Mike. You're going to receive
it,
votes
it
on our top
strong
five.
Call. I love the Heredia. I love the Heredia element of it. He's been my favorite for a year.
Go ahead.
Sorry. Go on, Mike. Salk. Not Mike and
Oh,
Spanaway.
Sorry. You cut off Mike and Spanaway. Oh, sorry, Mike. That's Kyle who did that.
Yeah, sorry. I thought he was already gone, and then he was there, and it was a whole thing.
I just love Guillermo, and I don't have a lot of reasons behind mine. I wish I could sit here and give you a great description of what it is that kind of made him my favorite player on this team, but he's a guy I root for. I mean, I think anybody who's found his way out of Cuba, I think that gives them a little leg up in the favorite department. I think it's such a challenge, and the way that those guys are able to, you know, essentially defect and find their way to the United States is great. Some of Shannon's stories that she told us about him in the minor leagues, where he was essentially so afraid to eat any of the American food that his first year here, all he would do was eat Olive Garden because he didn't trust anything else. Like that, you know, that's an endearing quality.
Mike, you're wrong. I'm sorry. Then, you're wrong on this. You do know when you fell in love with him. It was when he was.
Was it when I saw him without his shirt and realized he's all rocked up?
That's
and said,
possible. Right. That's okay. Possible. But I think it's when he just had so much joy to try to learn this language. I think that that has resonated like it did with Leonis Martin and the different guys that come in here, and just the courage to do it, the joy to do it, the fun. Like, he's just a fun-loving guy. And, oh, by the way, he'll run into walls like he did last night in center field.
He delivers. Swung on. A rocket to center field and deep. Back is Heredia. Racing back. Warning track at the wall. Leaps up, and he makes a tremendous catch, slamming into the wall. Heredia reels it in at the 409 marker. Scampering back to first base is Springer. That is one loud, long out here in the third inning.
Yeah, there's no doubt, Brock. Anybody who's willing to sacrifice their body, that's always going to raise you up a notch in the whole favorite player thing. But, you know, I like that he looks like a strong safety or free safety. I love that. And you're right, the language thing. I was in that clubhouse, I think it was, what, last year?
Yep.
When I was trying to talk to Fernando, who is bilingual. He used to work for the Mariners in their PR department. And he's trying to essentially mediate a conversation between me and Guillermo. And the guy, you know, Guillermo just looks at me and just big wave, big, huge, goofy smile and goes, "Hello." Just no idea what I was saying.
Hello.
No idea what he was saying.
Hola.
Just, hello.
Hola.
Just made me. Dude makes me laugh. I just enjoy his joy.
Before we field all these calls, there's some great names on this little caller board. You want to do something really difficult, though, Salt? You want to make Lydia?
What's up?
You want to make Lydia have to try to answer this?
Oh, yes. Absolutely. I want to do that. Lydia, choose your favorite Mariner. One.
What?
I'm sorry, I misunderstood the question.
Yeah. Huh?
Lydia, no, here's your choice. Just to make it easier for you, okay? You can either choose your favorite Mariner or you can choose your least favorite Mariner.
Get
you have to choose.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Lydia, who's your favorite Mariner on this team?
Oh, gosh, come on. Can we circle back to
the
you think about it? I was listening
I gave you 12 minutes. I gave you 12.
I've been listening to this sound to get for you guys. Can you give me like 3 minutes?
Oh, Lydia, who's your favorite Mariner?
Circle back.
3 minutes.
I'll give her
3 minutes.
It is 8:12. At 8:20, you have to have an answer.
Okay, deal.
Or a new excuse at 8:20.
Or I'm fired and I'm packing my bags and I'm out.
Yes.
Or if that's too hard for you, you can just say your least favorite Mariner. Either one is fine. 206-421-3776. Let's grab Jason, who's in Bellingham. Hi, Jason. Good morning.
Hi. How are you guys doing?
Doing great, man. How could he not be doing great on a day that the sun is shining, the Olympics are popping out, the Cascades behind you, the Mariners are 38-22, they're two games ahead in the American League West, and they just bashed Houston right in the face last night. How could we not be doing great?
My sentiment exactly. How awesome was that to get out to an early lead and just hold it the whole game?
So fun. So your favorite player for the Seattle Mariners is?
Mike Zunino.
Oh, howdy, he's beaming. Because?
Did I lose you?
No, we're all just smiling and howdy's beaming, and we're maybe going to play his home run from
the
last
2-2.
Night.
Swing, line drive, this game is over! Home run, Porch, punch your ticket, Mike Zunino,
so
for the second straight year, a walk-off bomb.
Yeah, what is it for you?
What is it about him, Jason? What's endeared Mike Zunino over everybody else to you?
Well, I got two reasons. One, sympathetically, I played catcher when I was in Little League as a kid, and so I have a soft spot for this catcher position. But he just seems to be on it. Every time that I watch him play, he doesn't seem to make a lot of mistakes on the games that I watch. Plus, I like the fact that he has his own song with Howdy.
Howdy fixed Zunino!
Swinging a fly ball to the deep center field. Going back, Romine to the warning track to the wall. Goodbye, baseball!
I fixed Zunino!
That one?
Howdy, did you set this up? Was that a plant, Jason in Bellingham?
Mike, the beautiful thing about this is I don't have to set any of this up because everyone understands and everyone agrees.
Well, Jason in Bellingham, anyway. 206-421-3776. Another Jason, this time to Mukilteo. We'll work our way down I-5. Jason, what's up?
Morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
For me, it's a no-brainer, an easy question. It's Edwin Electric Diaz, a.k.a. Sugar, how sweet it is. The Mariners are not in first place without him. If I had a mic, I'd drop it, but I don't, so I'd hang up with authority.
Well,
I'll take
to hang up with authority in the modern age of cell phones.
Dude,
and all that
swing,
is a lot better when you get the ringing
three.
Sound.
Fastball at 98. Diaz strikes out the side. Sugar, how sweet it is. Save number 14 as the Mariners shut out the Twins tonight here in Minnesota by a score of 1-0.
I'll say this about the
it's
last
so hard.
Two songs. Oh, go ahead. Gosh, I hate this being 3,000 miles away on a day like today. I'm so sorry. No, I'll let you go. You lead. I got to shut up a little bit.
I think it's hard for me to say a closer would ever be my favorite player. And I'm not disagreeing with Jason. Ooh. And Diaz has been as important as anyone, and obviously he has been great. But the problem with closers, and this kind of relates back to my dad's big theory in the Larry Salk rule, is you expect them to do their job. Once it gets to them, you expect them to win. All they can ever do is break your hearts. Mm. So how can a closer be your favorite player? And I get it. He's filthy. He's throwing 98. He's got a nasty slider. He's a blast to watch. And so maybe that's why that, you know, you just have the pure stuff factor. He's the best stuff on the team.
Yeah.
But he'd be hard answer for me because in my mind, I'm not disagreeing with Jason, but in my mind, it'd be hard because all he can ever really do is break your heart.
Yeah, I will say this, though. In the last two guys, Zunino and Diaz, couldn't be any more different. Like, if the Houston Astros guy wants to really rant, I think a guy that people will rant about is Diaz because he's the one that just shoves it in your face, right? He's the one that shows a lot of that emotion. He's the one that just, you know, has a desire to totally embarrass and intimidate you. And Zunino's the other way. Like, it really doesn't matter if he strikes out four times. He's just not moping.
Yeah.
He shows very little of that. He's just such a constant, like, unbelievably positive guy. But I think a Diaz is attractive in this market like Richard Sherman was.
Yeah.
Because I think he is willing to just, like, I don't really care. Like, you just shut your mouth. Like, you're going to get mad at me for screaming and yelling and expressing myself. Again, I don't care because here comes 100 miles at you.
There's no doubt. And believe me, I understand where he's coming from. And there's some great texts here. It's an attitude thing with Diaz. Yep. Totally get that. And, yeah, I support it, man. I get where you're coming from. It would be a hard one for me, but I totally get where you guys are coming from. Some other texts before we get back to the calls. Lydia, you've got 4 minutes to come up with your favorite player. Gene Segura.
I think I'm feeling kind of sick. Maybe I should go home now.
Especially after knowing about his personal hardships.
Yeah.
That's a good one for me also. I'm surprised we haven't gotten a call yet on Gene, just because of A, how good he's been this year. I mean, he's been their best player. He's probably the guy you'd want up in the clutch more than anybody else. And then, yeah, if people know the story of losing his child and kind of some of the real downs that followed that for him, and how he's managed to kind of build himself back up and now has become a guy who plays the game with joy. Yeah, I think hearing him on Danny Dave and Moore a few weeks ago was eye-opening for me.
It's
and hearing
tough
him talk about how much he's
machines,
loving.
You know,
Yes, it's hard. Hard being a hitting machine, but also saying that, yeah, I it wasn't always fun. And now it's fun for me to come to the ballpark again. I think all of those things have been very endearing to a lot of people so far this year.
And he's just passed Mr. Haniger as far as offensive WAR, wins above replacement, when you talk about that impact at 1.8 now, games above the average player of winning you two games, you know, basically on average here. And number one of the Mariners as we sit here today.
206-421-3776. The question's pretty simple. Who is your favorite Mariner? The answer seems to be wide and varied. Grab Patrick, who is in Boston right now. Good morning, Patrick.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing great, brother. How about you?
I'm doing pretty good. It's not as nice out in Boston as I'm sure itself knows, but it's not as bad as it was yesterday when it was raining. So,
awesome.
Yeah.
Your favorite?
Well, I think me and Lydia probably have the same problem of it's really hard to go at this with a lizard brain because there's just been so many moving pieces with this, but I'm definitely more on the side of Zunino, just because I think this pitching staff doesn't play as well without him. It's just the amount of preparation that he puts into every single game and game planning and knowing how they're going to attack a lineup. It just has made Marco Gonzalez pitch way better than Nevis thought he would ever pitch. Mm. Probably made Wade LeBlanc pitch really good. Makes James Paxton come into a game, not have his best stuff, and still be able to shut down one of the best offensive lineups in the game right now. Mm. There's nothing that he doesn't do. And I think we're hitting the month of Giannino, and he's just going to go off on hitting, and he's going to pop up back to 250 where we all expect.
Well, you know, it's interesting, Patrick, as I'm seeing your name on the caller board here from Boston. Maybe it speaks to how torn you are, like Lydia is, I know. Because I saw Paxton. You must have told Lydia or Kyle or someone who answered the phone that your favorite was actually
Paxton. I was with a Paxton highlight ready, and I'm like, wait,
he's not going Paxton.
Hitting 250?
He's changed
what
it up
talking
on
about?
You.
Yeah, he sure did.
Lydia?
8:20.
It's 8:20, Lydia.
On the nose.
Yep, here we go.
Lydia,
I'm getting an emergency phone call.
20.
I think it's
no
it's
emergency
like a
phone call.
Lydia, who is your favorite Mariner?
This is so mean.
No, it isn't.
Yeah, it is.
Who's your favorite player?
I'm probably have to go Mike Zunino as well. Just from because I think somebody who's so dedicated, who has joy when playing the game, has not even yet reached his full potential because I think he's a little bit in his own head and still overthinks certain things.
Mm-hmm.
Yadier Molina had to say this about Carlos Martinez, that he sometimes has to remind him how good he is. Sometimes I think Mike Zunino needs to be reminded how good he is.
Yep.
But I just love to what that caller just said, how much of an influence he is in the clubhouse, what he does for the pitching staff, how much he cares about his teammates and other people. So I have to say, Mike's
awesome.
It's a great answer. It surprised me. It's not where I thought you were going to go.
Where'd you think I was going to go? Because it was probably
I didn't know.
Right there, because I have like eight or the entire team, actually. So
I thought when pressed, you would either say Gordon or Segura. That was right. Or Diaz. But I love the choice of
Guillermo Heredia up there for me as well.
Obviously, he's your favorite to say his name. Do you think it's interesting that we've now gone 20 minutes of this and no one has said Robinson Cano, Nelson Cruz, or Kyle Seager, or Felix Hernandez?
Yeah.
I mean, the four guys that are supposed to be the legitimate nucleus of this team, not one person has answered any of those four. And I think I understand the Cano thing with him being suspended, but The other three, no one has said Seager, no one has said Felix, and no one has said Nelson Cruz.
Prisoner of the moment, none of those three are playing to their baseball card right now.
One's saying Gene Segura might be the craziest part of it all.
Yeah, no one has said Mitch Haniger so far this year. Nope. Haniger's arguably been their best player.
Can we please take Sam in Woodinville? I want to hear this one.
All right. 206-421-3776. Sam is in Woodinville. Sam, who is your favorite Mariner so far this year?
Boys, my favorite player is Ben Gamel.
I love it. Why?
Well, he's a grinder. He's got a long at bat to go with his long, luscious lock of hair. And he slaps some base hits out to right field, and he's raised that batting average over the last few days quietly. I looked at it last night. I think it was hitting 275. So, Ben Gamel, man. He's my quiet favorite player out there.
Love it. Thanks for the phone call. And by the way, when a team gets good, Ben Gamel is the kind of guy you choose as your favorite player. Yeah. Like he's the, don't you think, Brock? He's sort of that other dude. He plays sparingly. He's in and out of the lineup. He's got a goofiness factor. He's, you know, got a giant dip in his mouth and he's kind of at times like a box of rocks, but he's fun. He's a fun loving guy to have on your team, right?
Yes. Yes. He would have fit in. You're in Boston this morning doing the show from there. What was the misfits? What were those idiots?
The idiots.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. He'd have fit with Johnny Damon and the rest of those guys. And he was really surprised that people butchered the last name. Like, Gamel sounds like camel. Like how?
Yeah, it looks like camel. It sounds like camel. Why is it so confusing? It's Gamel. Like
where
camel.
Did he say that?
That's what he told Goldsmith, apparently.
Sounds like camel.
Because in the Oakland Coliseum, they called him Ben Gamel.
Yeah, that's not right. That's just me.
It's like, dude, he's all a right, big league ball player. It's very easy to find out how to pronounce his name. Come on,
let's
Oakland A's.
Let's keep this going. 206-421-3776. I'm waiting for someone to say Haniger. I'm waiting for somebody to say Segura. Mm-hmm. Waiting for somebody to say Nelson Cruz or Felix or God forbid, Kyle Seager. Who's your favorite Mariner? 206-421-3776. Brock and Salk. 710. ESPN Seattle.
You're listening to Brock and Salk.
Live from the Alaska Airlines Studios.
Streaming through the 710 Sports app and on 710sports.com.
I want the top. All my people right there. 206-421-3776. The number, it's Brock and Salk here in 710 ESPN Seattle this hour. Brought to you by Precor Home Fitness. And really one of the simplest questions, Brock, that we've had. Who's your favorite Mariner right now? And we sit here on June 6th, and they have been a tremendous group so far. All these games over 500 in first place now by a couple of games over the Astros. Another big win last night with James Paxton sealing the deal after he got a big three-run shot from Kyle Seager early, and that was really all he would need. And so when things are going well, it's fun to just take stock of where you're at and who you're enjoying so far on this team. I think there's about a million candidates for who your favorite player is. We'll keep buzzing through them. 206-421-3776. Go with Gabe, who is in Orlando. Gabe, who is your favorite Mariner right now?
Hey, guys. I'd say it has to be D. Gordon right now above everybody else. It's hard to say Mitch isn't up there and Diaz, but D honestly embodies the whatever it takes motto better than anybody else. He's walked in and completely changed the culture of the outfield, taking on a brand new position that he hadn't played in basically ever in the pros. And then in the wake of the Robbie suspension, came in and said, you know what, again, whatever it takes, I'll go ahead and change the culture in the infield and really step in. And at this point, even be a potential all-star at a position that he wasn't playing in a month ago. I think that looking at as well as him just taking batting practice after going 0-6 and saying, hey, it's 12:30, we came off of a walk-off, but I'm still going to go ahead and improve. That's something that speaks volumes, and especially as an external player that wasn't coming up through the farm, it's just really hard to go otherwise. He's been a complete change of culture and a welcome addition to the team, and I really can't wait to see how he develops in the next few months and helps us get into the playoffs.
Well, Gabe, welcome to the others receiving votes in our top five board of callers.
That's
here.
That's a great call.
Yeah,
from Gabe.
I just could not agree with that more. And, you know, Salk, many times it's been in the negative that we've talked about this. I remember Jack Wilson very clearly throwing his team under the bus, and it gave Eric Wedge the opportunity. And you know, you're like, hey, every once in a while, these managers don't mind having the opportunity where they don't have to give sign language. They can actually express it and say it. And I think in this case, in such a positive manner, there's nothing that Scott Servais has to say. Like, when your best players, right, and your most dynamic players are just doing the right thing, oh my gosh, what an impact that has on a clubhouse and a team.
Can I play this piece of sound for you guys? This is from that MLB one-on-one video that they released just yesterday, I think, between Nelson Cruz and D. Gordon. They're just palling around the clubhouse and on the field, and basically D. is explaining how he got his speed, and then they go a little back and forth.
Yeah, it's in my genes. And my mom ran track as well, so.
Okay, I got it.
Yeah.
It's easy when your mommy and dad.
Yeah, my mom and dad were fat. It just ain't giving me a whole bunch of muscle to work with.
You don't need muscle.
Yes, I do. Bro, you hit a ball this high last night off the ground for a home run, a line drive, 400 feet. That's crazy.
Yeah, and you hit a double.
Yeah, but I'd rather be able to do that than do that.
I think that's more fun.
No.
Just line to the bases, like, everybody know you're going, and you go, you steal the bases, like, hey. Yeah, that's fun. Like, just the LZ4 was like, he's gone. Everybody know you're gone. You're gone, you're safe.
And you know what, man? You do that for a game or for 10 games or for 15 games, you can do that. You can have that kind of fun, that kind of spark, that kind of juice and energy. But now we have seen it here for 60 games. We've seen it coming off the DL. We've seen it in different situations, as Gabe said, playing center field and second base, and just, you know, kind of that infectious energy, Mike, and that's going to be so key.
Well, how much of it is the word that you heard him use there was culture changer. And I think that's one of the reasons he's going to be probably, if not number one in this voting, but right near the top, because of that. He's been a culture changer. It's the look on his face when they make a bad call at first base the other day, and he becomes an instant gif because he's given this look like, yeah, I don't think so. Go check that again. That's just not close.
Yep.
Right? It's him doing the dance. What's the dance called that he was doing behind Jim Mueller, right?
He's doing the backpack here, the flossing.
The backpack. Thank you. Flossing. I mean, it's all those things. It's the smile on his face, the joy plays the game, and then how hard he plays the game. Put those two things together. Yeah, he's pretty easy to root for. 206-421-3776. How about Edie in Tacoma? Edie, good morning. Who is your favorite Mariner?
My favorite Mariner is Kyle Seager. He's been my favorite since he joined the team, and his defense is incredible, and he's now starting to hit the ball with some authority to left field, and he goes quietly about his business.
Yeah, I mean, Kyle Seager, I think for a long time would have been one of, if not the most popular answer here. Don't you think, Brock? I mean, for a while, he was sort of that fan favorite. The numbers were good, but the love of Kyle Seager maybe even was a little better than the numbers, which were really good.
Yep.
He's the guy that opposing managers and general managers would always point to and say, now that kid can play right there. Mm-hmm. He's the big surprise from the Jack Zarensic era, the guy that wasn't supposed to be as good as Dustin Ackley and turned out surpassing him by not just leaps and bounds, but miles and miles. He's the one who had the big home run when they needed it after losing 9 straight. He plays great defense. He's a grinder. I mean, there's so many reasons why Kyle Seager has been the guy on this list, I think, for the last 2 or 3 years.
Just a very normal dude. He's also, by the way, I was just looking at this, the only Mariner this year that's played every game. He's played all 60 of them, and he has played a tremendous, maybe his best third base. I know he's got
1-2 pitch, swinging a one hopper to third. Up with the ball is Seager. Wheels goes to Gordon at second for one. The relay to first, and it's in time for the double play, and that will retire the side. They get Mariznick at second, double up Bregman at first base, 5-4-3, the double play, and what a job by Kyle Seager to his right to start the double play.
Yeah, I know he's won a Gold Glove playing third. He's playing at that level. And this team is. They've not committed an error, Mike, in their last 13 games, and that is an enormous part of this fantastic ball that they've been playing. Yeah. And, I think, we do this 2 or 3 years ago, 5 years ago. There's no question it's Kyle Seager. I think it's a testament to where this team is. They've got so many other characters that folks are falling in love with.
Yeah, 206-421-3776. How about Isaiah in Yakima? Is Isaiah still number three in the big board?
No.
Where's he at right now?
Isaiah fell yesterday, Mike. He was
out of the top five?
Yeah, he was of two minds yesterday. He gave a very, very poor answer. Yeah, everyone has a bad performance, so let's see if he can regain his form.
All right.
Yeah, morning, guys. How you doing?
Great.
Good. No, I think for me it's an obvious decision. It's Gene Segura. He's been there now for 2 years. He's changed the position for shortstop, given us a solid one day in and day out. And then he kind of reminds me of what Scott Service would be. He's an extension of him on the field. His even-keel demeanor, no matter what the game, how it's going, how he's doing, he keeps that even-keel face, and he's always humble. And it just shows when how many times he's gotten hurt when trying to steal a base to try to get in scoring position, he got a concussion. Sliding at home plate, hurting his shoulder. Like, he sacrifices his body for the greater good of the team, and he hits. So, for me, it's Gene Segura.
Yeah, that's a
I'll
great
say
football.
This about Gene Segura, Isaiah. I agree with everything. He right now is my second favorite Mariner. Guillermo Heredia, I've yet to kind of give up on him, but he's right there with him. And I think it's because of my answer to a secondary question, Brock, which is, which Mariner do you want up in a big spot right now?
Mm-hmm.
And my answer is unequivocally Gene Segura. And he'll frustrate you with the occasional, you know, bat at bat where he's reaching for a ball that he doesn't have a chance to hit. But he also hits so many of those that he's almost got a Vlad type of a kind of a leeway where you're like, well, all right, I wouldn't swing at that. And I know he shouldn't swing at that, but he can because he's like Vlad. He's got plate coverage galore.
Yeah.
He's come up with big hits. He's hit for a little bit of power. He finds ways on base. He's driving teams nuts and he's getting the big hit when they need him to. Yeah, I think he is. I kind of like Isaiah saying obvious answer. Mm. I get why there's a million others, but he'd be right there for me.
Well, I'll tell you what this little exercise for 40 minutes has been, and Danny O'Neill likes to use the word instructive. What this has been instructive of is so many of these guys have been pretty darn selfless. That if there's like one term that you would say that kind of encompasses so many of these different answers, maybe other than Eddie Diaz's attitude and fire and flair and everything else, for just about everybody else, D. Gordon, selfless to switch positions. Gene Segura, selfless to do whatever it takes. You know, Heredia last night showing again, selfless to run into any of the walls. Like, this group right now is about as selfless a Mariner team as we've seen in certainly in our 10 years of doing
this. It is instructive of that. I kind of thought you were going to go another way, which is that Seattle's kind of a hipster town. Is it instructive that we've taken all of these calls, and again, no one has said Nelson Cruz, Felix Hernandez, or Robinson Cano? Like, yeah, we're not going down the mainstream. Like, Nelson Cruz has been the most fun player on this team for the last 4 years, right?
Yeah, but this isn't the last 4 years, bro.
People are victims of recency, though, and when have you had the most success? Recently, so why not?
Are they victims of recency? There's no doubt there's a recency bias, but are they victims of recency, or are they trying to reach beyond the obvious to have a clever, like, oh, I liked him back then?
What did you ask? What was the question you asked right now?
Who's your favorite Mariner?
Right now. Yep. Not over the last 4 years. You said right now this team's 38-22 and we keep rattling these stats and I love to say them because, you know, at some point it may turn into baseball season. They're two games up in the American League West, beat the defending World Series champs soundly in their house last night. And right now, the answers are going to be, I think, what we have seen. Those that are shining the brightest in this day that we sit.
I kind of want to hear one of these calls. We got one hanging on here. Joseph is in Puyallup. Joseph, who is your favorite Mariner?
So my favorite Mariner is Robinson Cano.
Oh, that was nice. That's nice. You did that for Mike. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, the reason why I say that, I'm a mental health therapist, and one of the things we try to do in healing is getting clients to appreciate, have gratitude. And I think without his demise, we wouldn't appreciate him the way we do. I mean, it's helped the team out spiritually, emotionally, spectatorly. That's a word. So that's why I picked Cano. Being a little sarcastic, but...
Oh, but in his absence, everybody else has had to pick it up, right? I mean, we started the show with that.
That's sort of the answer people are giving. It's like, oh, they're so much better now that he's not there, that he's my favorite player addition by subtraction. I don't know. That doesn't seem right to me either. And I'm not saying that you know.
Hey, let him have it, okay? No. Let him have his answer, okay? Let him have his – there's no wrong answer, all right? There's no wrong answer in this question, right?
Is sarcasm a right answer in this case?
I don't know.
You're going to allow sarcasm? What? You really have changed in the last 9 years, Brock. I don't even know you anymore. Good news, bad news next. It's Brock and Salk.
Good news.
Yeah!
Bad news. No news. Now, here's Brock and Salk.
Can't do it, Brock. Can't do it.
Can do what?
Can't do this. Not when the phone lines remain full during the break. Not when this many people are desperate to tell us their favorite Mariner on the season. Can't ignore the will of the people, Brock. This is the people's show.
Oh, look at you, dude. Look at you. Okay. All
can't
right.
Be done.
Okay, I'm feeling you.
Lydia, turn the music off. Forget this. We are not doing good news, bad news, no news. Not when there is so much interest and so much desire to explain who your favorite Mariner is. We'll talk to Shannon, ask her this question. We'll get some details about what's going on with the club here in about 15 minutes. But let's keep taking your calls. 206-421-3776. We'll grab the Beast Mom and her son together in Normandy Park. What's up, Beast Mom? Who's your favorite right now?
Well, first of all, I have to say thank you. This is great news. Thank you for continuing this. Well, my favorite, Segura, he's my guy. I'm his girl. He's like my Segura. I love him. But my son, who's a super fan, so like you've never met a bigger Mariners fan, he's going to tell you now who his favorite is.
My favorite is Hennigal.
I can see it. Awesome. I love it. He's appealing to the next generation, Brock.
Oh, Beast Mom, it's been way too long. Oh, my goodness. Beast Mom, been way, way too long to hear from you and your son there. Is that Abel? Was that the son?
Her Abel? Son is Abel, oh, yes. Yeah, oh, I was driving.
Well, her son
I told
was
you,
Abel.
So I'm in,
yes.
I'm in Boston, as some of you guys may hear. I'm in Boston. Came back for a funeral yesterday, and I'm doing the show from here today. I'll be flying back later tonight. And so I was driving in the car with my mom sort of about 5 o'clock yesterday, 5:30 after the funeral. And she says, oh, do you want to know the score of the Mariners game? I'm like, yeah, absolutely. Tell me. She's like, oh, it's 6-0. I'm like, okay, well, how'd they score? My mom starts reading from the play-by-play on her phone, and immediately she's like, oh, Kyle Seager hit a home run. Hannigan scored. Excuse me? Who? Oh, Hanniger? Like, do you mean Hanniger? Yeah. Isn't that what I said? Like, no, it's not what you said, Mom. It's not Hanniger. So I could see why he'd be anybody's favorite other than my mom's. Because she was definitely struggling with
you
the
made the top five.
Oh, yeah. Not you or your mom, but Beast Mom. Yeah, Beast Mom's doing it.
That was a top five call?
To get your kid involved? To rattle off a little rap and rhyme? Sure.
What?
Yeah.
No way.
Whoa.
We had to let her go. Her kid was killing us. He couldn't even back up his claim.
Whoa.
That it was Mitch Haniger.
Sorry, dude. You changed the segment. I'm going to make the call, and so does the group in the back. Yeah, Beast Mom number five.
I firmly, firmly disagree.
Sorry about it, Steve in Tacoma.
Yeah, 3776, firmly disagree. Steve's the Dallas dude. Not in the top five right now, but certainly one of my favorites. Steve, what's up?
Hey, man, how's it going? So my favorite Mariner is Ichiro by far. First of all, he's going to be a Hall of Famer, and he sat back and took the position that he did to show the young and upcomers how it is to actually get a team together and rally around each other. And he saw something that not only the managers see, I mean, to just do that, and being a Hall of Famer and be like, okay, I want to be part of this season because I know something special is brewing. Ichiro is the one who's definitely the one who put the piece together for me.
Wow. Wow, wow. Do you think he's played that kind of role, Salt? Being around the park, being around the clubhouse, talking
to
folks a little
bit?
Can you say he really has had that kind of impact?
I mean, I don't want to insult him by calling him a mascot because that's not fair. Honestly,
not fair.
I mean that. He's played that kind of a role, though, right? Where he's an advisor, he's around the team, he's a big brother, he's a fun, sort of odd character, and mascot is unfair. But take some of the positive aspects of that, and I think Ichiro has brought a lot of that to the table, all the while providing a lot of leadership, mentorship, and a lot of information for a group of guys that's never really done it before. So I don't know if I could call him my favorite, but I think the storyline is probably one of the most underrated of this team.
I'll have to admit that I got to back off some of the cynicism around Ichiro. He came in. I thought this was the Mariners being nice to him. Now I'm starting to see it shift. I'm like, maybe Ichiro's being nice to the Mariners?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The humility that I think, and honestly, I'm not trying to oversell it, but for a guy like Ichiro to now come in and just be like, say, he's willing to throw early batting practice and then walk around the infield shagging baseballs.
Right.
It's like, all right, that's pretty cool. I'll give it to the guy.
It's pretty cool, man. It's a kind of a special deal. 206-421-3776. See if we can grab Bobby in Puyallup. Bobby, go ahead.
Hey, guys.
Hey, man.
It's a really tough call, but I got to go with Mitch Haniger, and it's been like that since we got him last year.
How come?
Well, when we did the trade for Segura and Haniger, you know, the highlight was Segura. You know, and after doing a little bit of research on Haniger last year, I looked at it, and all I saw is, man, this guy could be a potential breakout player if he develops just a little bit. And, yeah, I feel like he hasn't proven me wrong yet.
Yeah. Yeah, Bobby, he has been tremendous. I'll tell you what I think of Haniger a little bit. If Haniger were the old guard like 5 years ago, I think we'd be like, man, does this team ever have any personality? I think it's a beautiful thing that he finds himself on this team because he is kind of your standard fair baseball guy, Saul, as far as just the way he goes about his business. Like, I'm just going to do my job. I'm going to do it every day. I'm not going to be necessarily expressive, but I'm going to go out because this is a grind, and I'm going to grind this sucker through. And I think it's wonderful that you've got now on the spectrum a D. Gordon, a Gene Segura, guys, a Ryan Healy, that are willing to do it a little bit differently, to ride that emotional wave a little bit. And I think it probably casts Haniger, I think, in a real positive light, that he fits into that spectrum just fine. I would like to see him kind of get going. I'm glad that May is in the background, and I'd love to see him kind of get back to some of the damage he was doing earlier this year.
I would agree on all of those points, Brian. That's kind of a fun exercise, and I don't know if we're done with this, so maybe we'll come back to this a little bit in the 9 o'clock hour. Just want to point out that Jerry DePoto, the guy who assembled this team, will be on to do the regular Jerry DePoto show. That'll be later today at 3:30 with Danny, Dave, and Moore, so you can listen to them grill Jerry a little bit on how great things have been. He's pretty fun, especially when things are going the way they are right now, so listen today at 3:30. We'll be talking to our own clubhouse insider. Shannon Dreyer will join us coming up next. We'll get some behind the scenes of why this is all clicking. We'll do it together. Coming up here on Brock and Salk.